Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Tuesday, the 24th day of June. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula, 5,431 head with a weighted average weight of 551.38 pounds. Price value of 376.71. That's $5.14 lower than Monday's formula price. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Tuesday, cattle 118,000 head, even with a week ago down 3,000 from a year ago. Tuesday's hog slaughter at 477,000 head, down 3,000 from a week ago, even with a year ago. Monday was cattle auction day at the Callaway Livestock Center in Kingdom City. 1,248 head compared to last week. Feeder steers and heifers stayed $10 lower. Supply was light, although there was 10 full potloads and partloads in the offering. Aside from that, the remainder small packages and singles mostly. The steers, medium and large ones, some 5 to 600 pounds at 392 to 409, some 6 to 650 pounds at 361 to 375, 7 to 750 pound steers, 327 and a quarter to 334.50, 8 to 9 weights at 300 and a quarter to 316 and a quarter, 9.5 to 1,000 pound steers, 284.85 to 289. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, a few 4 to 5 weights at 370 to 390, some 5 to 550 pound heifers at 346 to 363, some 6 to 7 weights at 315 to 323. Closing futures markets on the Chicago Board of Trade, corn for July down 3 at 416 and a quarter, September at 412 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter, December 429, down 4 and 3 quarters. Soybeans for July, 1046 and 3 quarters, down 12, August at 1050 and a quarter, down 11 and 3 quarters, September at 1030 and a half, down 9 and 3 quarters. Wheat for July, 535 and 3 quarters, down 17, September 552, down 17 and a half, December at 550. Or 575 and 3 quarters, down 17. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for June, 221.60, down 70. August, 17 higher, 209.55. October at 206.95, down 15. Feeder cattle for August, 302.25, down 55. September, 302.45, down 17. October at $300.65, down 20. Lean hogs for July, 112.22, down $1.22. August at 110.95, down 210. And October at 95.47, down $1.40. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your farm news. This is Tony Hancock.